coffee. Money. Hello, Elroy. What can I do for you?
Fred, I need a date.
I don't play that.
Fred, this is serious. I need to find a lady for a moving and storage man's party next Saturday.
Oh, do you know any moving ladies?
All the ladies I know can't move at all. As a matter of fact, they should be kept in cold storage.
Let me look here in my classified directory of the Sanford Stables.
Sanford Stables.
Guaranteed to horse around, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, here's one good one then. Teresa Logan. I took her out once.
You did?
I mean, she was... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I...
Built like a brick shipyard. Hello, Teresa, honey. Fred Sanford here. Yes, say, a friend of mine needs a date for Saturday night. What's he look like? Well, he's a lot like me. Teresa? Teresa? Hello? Teresa? I was disconnected.
I think you were scratched.
Oh, don't be talking. See that?
Yeah.
What's the disconnect? I know it. Hello, Teresa. Who? Who is this? Janet. Oh, you're calling about your date with Lamont Saturday night. Say, listen, Janet, would you be interested in a double date? Yeah, like to get a friend of yours for a friend of Lamont's. Uh-huh. Well, see, his name is Elroy, and he looks a lot like Lamont, except around the face. I'll put him on, Janet. Here you go, Elroy.
Janet, give me the phone. Hello, Janet? Oh, 9 o'clock instead of 8. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. Just forget about it. What's the matter with you, Pop?
He was doing it for me, Lamont. You see, I need a date for next Saturday.
Why don't you call up one of those escort services?
Escort service?
Yeah, they got escort services for people like yourself who need a date but don't know anybody.
Oh, yeah?
They'll give you a date for the entire evening.
Hmm.
See, Elroy, Lamont knows everything.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, dummy. Say, listen, how much they charge for getting someone a date? $2-3?
No, I think it's more like 15 or 20.
20 bucks? Say, look, Elroy, for 20 bucks, I'll put on a formal gown and a tiara, and you can take me to the party and bring me back home, and I'll smack your face for trying to get fresh. This is it right here. See, Gramercy, the escort service.
Fred, I don't think we should go through with this.
What do you mean? You're not only going to have a date for Saturday night, but you're going to get paid for it, and so will I.
Is this Mr. Carmen? Oh, this is Mrs. Willis of the Gramercy Escort Service. Well, you're to meet Ms. Nolan at the party at 8 o'clock. Yes, and it's black tie.
I'm in trouble, Fred. Well, I don't have a black tie.
Well, you got black paint?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make you a black tie. Yeah.
But Lamont said these escort places only hire a certain kind of men.
I'm that kind of man.
Oh, yes?
Suave, debonair.
What is he doing?
That's my friend banging his suave into this debonair.
Can I get you something?
Yes, indeed. Sanford's the name. Escorting is my game.
You want to be a Gramercy escort?
Does President Ford need a personality?
You really want to be an escort?
Lady, we'll escort anything without a mustache. Now, when do we report?
Well, actually, I don't think that you're what I'm looking for. I don't think you're what anyone's looking for.
Well, I'll have you know we'd be perfect escorts.
Oh, do you dance?
Yes.
Can you waltz?
Certainly.
Good. Then why don't the two of you waltz on out of here?
Listen, why can't we be escorts?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should explain. You can't be escorts because you simply don't have the experience.
We got experience? My name is Fred G. Sanford. You know what the G is for?
What?
Gigolo. And my friend here, Elroy, his nickname is Big Hand, Little Hand.
Big Hand, Little Hand?
Yes, service around the clock.
Ah. Marvelous. And I think I'm running out of time for both of you.
Oh, don't worry about that. If you ever need more time, look at the clock. It'll stop.
Mr. Sanford, I don't find you the least bit amusing. And I'm afraid that neither of you fulfill our requirements. Good day.
Wait a minute. What requirements?
Well, here, see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They're well read.
Oh, well, I read all the time. Are you familiar with ladies' home junk and house and garbage?
The majority of our escorts are professional men.
Now there, you're not a professional man, are you, Mr. Sanford?
That's Dr. Sanford. My bag's in the truck, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're a doctor, then I'm an airline pilot.
I can believe that. I can believe that by the excess baggage in your tail section.
I think you had better leave.
Let's go, Fred.
No, no. Not until she gets us a paying date.
Are you kidding? My clients wouldn't be seen in public with you.
That doesn't matter to me. I'll take them to the junkyard and dance with them.
Mr. Sanford, if I hired you as an escort, I'd become the laughing stock.
Okay. Well, I'll return to my junkyard and you return to your stockyard.
Hey, how'd it go at the escort service, Pop?
The lady wasn't interested. I'm through. The man I was isn't. See, the women that want Don Juan me.
Pop, I don't know what that woman said to you, but...
She said I look ridiculous in this suit. Now, your mother loved this suit. I bought it from my brother.
Pop, Mom loved everything about you.
Yeah, your mother had taste.
And if Mom were alive today, she'd still feel the same way about you, Pop. I mean, the things that turned Mom on to you, you didn't lose.
You really mean that, Lamont?
Sure I do.
You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm good enough for you, honey. I'm good enough for anybody. And I'm gonna prove it.
Prove what?
That I still got what it takes to take what they got. You see, son, you're looking at the president of Los Angeles' newest escort service.
Look, Pop, just hold on a second. Now, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Why don't you just forget about it?
Forget it. I'll forget about it just as soon as I put them Gramercy Escort Service out of business. We'll show them, Lamont.
What do you mean, we?
We, Hutch, Elroy, and yours truly. And you can be in it, too. See, you can head up our swinging singles division.
Just leave me out of this.
Think it over, son. Think. Fred and Lamont Sanford, president and vice president of our own escort service. Title, Sexy and Son. Hello? Fred's Escort Service and our junkyard. Oh, you saw my ad in the Los Angeles Sentinel. Yes, indeed. Uh-huh. We've got escorts. You can come take your pick. Give them a chance and they'll flick your bit. All right, Saturday night. Saturday night for the opera. Pagliacci. Why not you? You'll call back, I'll be here. Phone hasn't stopped ringing, son.
Hutch is here. Elroy's with him.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Lamont.
Did you get any calls, Fred?
Plenty of them. And there's a lady coming here today, and she likes what she sees. We're in business.
It's this ad that did it.
Well, what's the ad say?
It's not what it says, Lamont. It's a picture, see?
Hey, Pop, you shouldn't have done this, man. This is false and misleading advertising.
I prefer to think of it as insurance.
Insurance?
Yeah. You see, the ladies would take one look at your picture and they'd say, I want a piece of that rock.
Okay, and what's going to happen when they finally see you?
I just want them to start calling, that's all. Once they meet me, my own natural charm and animal magnetism will take over.
But what about Elroy and me? Do we have animal magnetism too?
Certainly. But if the wind is right, nobody will notice.
I'll see you later. I don't want to have nothing to do with this.
If you'll excuse us, I have to instruct my escorts on the art of being a top escorter.
Such as?
Such as table manners. Now, suppose a client and yourself are in a restaurant. What's the first thing you do when you come to the table?
Grab the tip.
Before that.
Oh, you pull out the chair for your lady.
That's right. Then suppose she asks you for some change.
Change for what?
To tip the attendant when she goes to powder her nose.
How much are you supposed to give her?
How big is her nose? That must be the lady that called early this afternoon. Oh, good evening.
I must have the wrong address. I was looking for the escort service.
This is it?
But this is a junk shop.
Antiques, my dear. Antiques. Do come in. You told me on the phone that you were from out of town.
Yes, I'm here for the coiffeur convention.
Coiffeur.
I work with hair.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. All of our escorts like to be teased.
Yes. Look, perhaps I won't be needing an escort service after
all. No, wait a minute, wait a minute. At least just look us over.
Hey, Poppy, now is on a truck.
That's him.
Huh?
That's the man in the ad.
Oh, he's not available.
But that's the one I expected to meet.
Good, you just met him. Now forget him because he has split ends.
But he's young and handsome. Are you busy tomorrow night?
I'm sorry, but I'm not a part of their organization.
Take me, honey. I get blue chips then.
If you change your mind, call me. Marlene Williams. I'm at the Beverly Central Hotel.
Hey, Pop, I told you you should.
Don't talk to me. I just made a fool out of myself because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah. You the one told me I still had it.
Well, Pop, this young lady obviously wasn't interested in a mature man such as yourself. But there are a lot of women that are.
He's right, Fred. I know a lot of elderly widows would be glad to go out with us.
Yeah, Fred, and those widows are rich. And they tip big.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, look, Hutch, why don't you call us up a bunch and we'll take them out?
Right.
Wait a minute. Look at this good feeling. The Three Musketeers. The Three Musketeers may be up in years, but one thing we got, we still hot to trot. Oopsie, the story about me needing a job. She must be rubbish, and the cup is frail. Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Howdy, 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 how? Howdy, 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 he? Look, son, do I look like something that stepped out of Esquire?
No, you look more like something that was kicked out of El Segundo.
But thank you, son.
Yeah, but you don't look like anything like the picture in this ad.
Well, what are you talking about? You told me to... What are you talking about? You told me to use my own face, and I did.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that's your own. Whose body is this?
Mine. When the last time you saw me undressed?
Yesterday.
Well, this morning I did 20 push-ups. See, I shape up fast.
Pop, you're only going to be disappointed again.
Not this time. Not this time. We're in full swing. We got 3 dates confirmed for the night.
Fam! Hutch just told me the good news, kid.
Yeah, we in business.
Yeah.
Look, you can do what you want to do, Papa. Just don't say I didn't warn you, okay?
Now, we're meeting the ladies at the Continental Restaurant at 7 o'clock.
Right. I'm looking forward to it. How much money are we going to make, Fred?
Well, the way I see it, be $15 for the night. And if they like us, $15 tomorrow night.
Hey, that's $30 each.
How you figure that?
15 and 15 comes to 30.
Yeah, but when 15 and 15 comes to 30, 10 and 10 comes to Freddy.
How come you get so much?
Because the whole idea was mine, and I got expenses.
Well, I got expenses, too. New shoes, new shirt, new can of Right Guard.
Okay, how much you willing to give me?
Nothing. I want the whole $15.
Me too, Fred.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you five.
No way, Fred. All or nothing. 15.
Five.
15.
Six.
15.
Seven.
15.
8, and that's my last offer.
Come on, Elroy.
Let's go, yeah.
Wait a minute now. What about the ladies? They count on all three of us to be there.
Well, let them count all they want to. Until you count the 15, cut us out.
Come
How do you do? My dear, my name is Fred G. Sanford. Don't get up.
Oh, my, Mr. Sanford. Your face is just like it looked in the ad, but your body failed to develop.
No, see, I'm wearing a bulletproof suit. See, what may appear to be fat is all lead. Now, you order some appetizers, and I go to the washroom, and I rush back as soon as I get the lead out. How about that 15 in front?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Kiss your hand, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Your goodness hasn't reached your hand yet.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. You must be Maxine.
Yes, I'm Maxine. You must be Frenchie.
Oui, that's me. Frenchie Sanford. At your service.
Hey, Frenchie. Were you really born in France?
I am French born, and I am French bred. With my French bread, I make the French toast. Do you, may you live long to pay me my 15 bucks. Thank you. Please order your appetizer, and I shall return as soon as I come from the room of the wash.
Okay, Frenchie.
Buenos dias, buenas noches, buenas knows where the wild goose goes.
Oh, are you Senor Pitts?
Si, do you have any pesos while we're on the subject? Like $15 worth, and then we'll get down to the Spanish love, senorita.
Here you are. Now, if you want to dazzle me with Spanish words of love, I'm ready to be dazzled.
Ooh, then perhaps you would like to hear the sound of the ocean.
Oh, I love that very much.
Oh, great. I'm going to the washroom, and I'll leave the door open for you.
Huh?
Son, I feel like I'm gonna...
What?
Pop.
What happened?
Oh, I just ate 3 lamb chops, 4 enchiladas, duck under oranges, and a big bowl of menudo.
Really?
Yeah. Son, I never washed so many times in my life. I entertained three women in three accents, ate three meals, made $45, and I'm too sick to spend the money.
You go about things all wrong, man.
Would you put on a pot of coffee, please?
At this hour?
Sure. I found out that it's cheaper to eat in restaurants and then have coffee at home. Ladies?
All right. Ladies?
Here he is. Gotta meet at 7. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven.
Hey, Papa, come in a new suit.
You like it? I bought it with the $45 I made from the escort service.
So why you need a new suit?
Well, this morning I got a call from the Gramercy Escort Service. I guess they recognize talent when they see it. Because they got a date for me and I'm gonna get paid for it.
Well, I'm happy about that, but what's your plans?
Well, son, you know, with women, see, women are flexible. It's necessary to be flexible with them. See, I plan to play it by ear. And if I play it by ear long enough, I may work my way around to the lips. Well, Miss Willis, here I am, ready, willing, and able.
Well, 2 out of 3 isn't bad.
All right, Miss Willis, we better get on with it. Tell me about my date, because, you see, I'm very particular about who I'm seen with.
I'm sure the two of you will get along beautifully. Now, here's your escort fee.
Uh-huh.
And here are your driving instructions to the house in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills?
That's right. Just ring the bell and ask for Lola Falana.
Lola Falana? Lola Falana! Son, you won't believe this. For the first time in my life, I had a date I couldn't handle. I've been mauled and hugged and nibbled at the ear.
By your date?
No, I had to go over to Lola Falana's house.
Lola Falana?
You
had a date with Lola Falana?
No, I escorted her dogs to the park.